The Truth News Network. It's time for real news
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TruthNewsNet.org. We've been away for a couple of days, and it's not because we've been on vacation or taking some time off. We have been hard at it, doing investigative work for you. There is so much going on, so much noise in Washington, D.C. We feel it is imperative that we put to rest some of the concerns that many people have about things they're hearing that are not truthful. After all, this is the Truth News Network. Things like this: is there obstruction of justice and/or collusion going on now, or has there been in the Mueller-Russia collusion investigation of the Trump campaign and or the president himself? If so, who is guilty? What is truthful we are hearing from the Mueller investigation from both sides? There are so many facets to the answers to these questions. We cannot answer them all with accompanying facts and examples in just one setting. For the sake of your time, this is a two-part presentation. First, today, we will talk about the truth, part one. Secondly, we will discuss with examples of how the truth is being abused and even abandoned in this investigation, as well as other justice matters in Washington, D.C. Emphasis on that last segment of that sentence. As well as other justice matters going on in Washington, D.C. First, let's set the playing field. Before we get going, there are a few things we need to settle for the purposes of this conversation today and the one that's going to happen tomorrow. Number one, let's get something out of the way. Collusion. How is it defined in federal law? That's the only thing that matters here. It doesn't matter what anyone says or what anyone thinks. Collusion in the law is defined as where two persons or business entities through their officers or other employees enter into a deceitful agreement, usually secret, to defraud and or gain an unfair advantage over a third party, competitors, consumers, or those with whom they are negotiating. Collusion can include secret price or wage fixing, secret rebates, or pretending to be independent of each other when actually conspiring together for their joint enrichment. Collusion in federal law attaches specifically to antitrust actions in which two or more people or companies work together to fix prices. An example is two competing cell phone companies or oil companies. They get together to fix the prices on their products to consumers, and it gives the companies an unfair advantage for their own, the two companies or two individuals' financial benefits. There is no place in the Mueller-Trump collusion investigation where such a statute is applicable. Let me tell you that again. There is no place in the Mueller-Trump collusion conclusion investigation where such a statute is applicable. Collusion, as used by the press in the Mueller investigation, does not exist as a crime. Wow. Let's go to number two. Obstruction of justice defined. Now, the reason we're going to obstruction of justice is because it seems like right after the Mueller probe began, somebody piped up and said, you know what? There is no federal statute with penalties and even a definition of collusion as it would apply to political settings. So they had to come up with something else. So part two, or option two, in the Mueller probe is obstruction of justice. Well, let's look at what the law says obstruction of justice is. Letter A, whoever corruptly or by threats or force or by any threatening letter or communication endeavors to influence, intimidate, or impede any grand or petty jury or officer in or of any court of the United States or officer who may be serving at any examination or other proceeding before any U.S. magistrate judge or other committing magistrate in the discharge of his duty or injures any such grand or petty jury in his person or property on account of any verdict or indictment assented to by him, or on account of his being or having been such juror, or injures any such officer, magistrate, judge, or other committing magistrate in his person or property on account of the performance of his official duties, or corruptly or by threats or force, or by any threatening letter or communication, influences, obstructs, or impedes, or endeavors to influence, obstruct, or impede the due administration of justice, shall be punished as provided in subsection B. That definition does not require that there be a direct order that would quash or affect the investigation. But those elements in that definition, one or several of them, have to be present before federal law defines any action as obstruction of justice. So let's analyze collusion. We'll start there. In the Mueller-Russia investigation scenario, after 15 months of investigation and for the second time in a formal indictment, the Justice Department has stated that it is not alleging any knowing collusion between Trump campaign officials or associates and the Russians. Back in February of this year, 2018, Mueller handed down his major indictment of 13 Russians for actively interfering with the 2016 election by spreading false information. Both Mueller and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein expressly noted that the evidence involved unwitting communications with Russians adopting false identities. This indictment shows that same pattern of clearly concealed identities and seeking to hack and distribute email information from the Democratic campaign and its associates. When noted at the time of the February indictment that it was a strikingly silent on evidence of collusion, some insisted that the indictment did not cover the hacking operation and that Mueller was likely waiting to indict Trump officials colluding on the theft and distribution of the emails. We're still waiting. Just an aside here, do you think that if there was such colluding on the theft and distribution of the emails and the Trump campaign, the president, his family members, anybody in his administration were guilty of it, that we wouldn't already know about it? Let's move on. While the indictment speaks of both a reporter and a Trump campaign associate unwittingly communicating with the Russians, the indictment does not allege knowing collusion. That does not mean that no one colluded on some level. But after 15 months, we have yet to see compelling evidence of collusion by Trump or his campaign. And further, as we just learned in the first segment of this show today, there is no law for political collusion in the federal statutes. There are some individuals who, according to media reports, may have sought hacked material from WikiLeaks. There also is an unnamed journalist who sought such information and even an unnamed candidate for Congress. That does not mean, however, that it is a crime for reporters or academics or political activists. Political activists. I'll say it again. Political activists. It's not a crime to review such information if they did not play a role in illegal removal. That's from the federal statute. The efforts of the Russian operations detailed in these indictments do not establish a particularly significant impact on the election. When the Russians began this operation in 2016, we were already divided as a nation. between the two least popular candidates ever to run for the White House, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. 13 trolls in St. Petersburg or 12 military hackers in Moscow certainly could spit into that raging ocean of Americans' disdain for two candidates, but it remains highly unlikely to have had any material impact on the election. Think about it. Roughly 50% of voters hated Trump and liked Hillary. The other half hated Hillary and liked Donald. To summarize collusion, as is used from the beginning of the Mueller investigation, collusion is not a violation of any federal statute, even if it is unearthed, or if it even has already been unearthed and we just don't know about it, by Mueller. Those are facts, folks. That's not emotion. Those are facts. And the other 900-pound gorilla in the room is obstruction of justice. And there's a whole lot of stuff out there about that. We're going to look at it next, right here at the Truth News Network.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants.
That does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure. I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal.
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway, eat fresh.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan spin-free news from the world.
TNN,
the Truth News Network, puts it all together for you every day.
At TruthNewsNet.org.
And we're back with the second half of today's show. We are talking about the truth as it pertains to Washington, D.C. And today we're doing part one. The first half of this show, we talked about collusion and the fact that, according to federal statute, there is no collusion in political activities in D.C. Now, we are launching right into the obstruction of justice in the Mueller investigation. From even before the formal inception of the Mueller probe, politicians and leftist media members have tossed the obstruction of justice allegation against President Trump all day, every day. We hear it from sunup to sundown. We defined obstruction of justice in number two above. We could provide for you video after video, speech after speech, news story after news story, news release after news release here that each contain multiple allegations and examples of how the president was and or is guilty of obstructing justice. As recently as just 4 days ago, Democrat members of Congress railed about the president's obstruction because of a tweet. Listen closely. I'm going to read the exact tweet from the president from August the 1st. Here we go. Quote, "This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is totally conflicted, and his 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to the USA." End quote. The cry is that Trump is telling the Attorney General to stop the Mueller investigation right now. Unfortunately for the angry Democrats and the mainstream media and Robert Mueller, the president's tweets are not by law obstruction, especially in light of his saying to Attorney General Sessions that he, quote unquote, should stop this rigged witch hunt but stop short of telling him to cancel or terminate or to stop the probe. And even if he told Sessions to stop the investigation, it would not be obstruction of justice. I'm going to say that again. Even if the president told Attorney General Jeff Sessions to stop the investigation, it would not be obstruction of justice. Now listen closely to what I'm going to tell you right now. That statement that I just said is almost an entire podcast alone. Tomorrow in part two of this, we're going to go into why it would not be obstruction of justice. And it's going to blow your mind, probably the biggest bombshell of this entire investigation. But let's move on in our discussion about alleged obstruction of justice today. To help us all understand what is and what is not obstruction, Senator James Risch, Republican of Idaho, in the Senate hearing with former FBI Director James Comey, brought up this topic in Q&A with Comey. This will make understanding obstruction easier. Risch used his time during the Intelligence Committee hearing to probe whether President Trump had explicitly ordered or directed former FBI Director James Comey to drop the investigation. This is before Mueller. This is the FBI investigation of Michael Flynn. You remember that was before Comey was fired. Flynn was the former National Security Advisor who was fired just 24 days into the new Trump administration. Comey said that he took what the president said as an order, but that Trump used the words, quote unquote, "I hope." Risch asked Comey, quote, "Do you know of any case where a person has been charged for obstruction of justice or, for that matter, any other criminal offense when they said or thought they hoped for an outcome?" Comey said he wasn't sure, but he said this, "I took it as a direction. I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do." Risch seemed satisfied he'd scored his point. He continued, "I hope. You don't know of anyone who's ever been charged for hoping something. Is that a fair statement?" Comey shrugged, "I don't as I sit here." The exchange raises the question, then, of whether an explicit order is necessary for the definition of obstruction of justice. Here's the relevant section of the Federal Legal Code. In the code, little letter A says this, "Whoever corruptly or by threats or force or by any threatening letter or communication endeavors to influence, intimidate, or impede any grand or petit jury or officer in or of any court of the United States or officer who may be serving at any examination or other proceeding before any U.S. magistrate, judge, or other committing magistrate in the discharge of his duty, or injures any such grand or petty jury in his person or property on account of any verdict or indictment assented to by him, or any account of his being or having been such juror, or injures any such officer, magistrate, judge, or other committing magistrate in his person or property on account of the performance of his official duties, or corruptly or by threats or force, or by any threatening letter or communication influences, obstructs, or impedes or endeavors to influence, obstruct, or impede the due administration of justice shall be punished as provided in subsection B." Now, we gave you that above, but after Senator Risch's questioning of former FBI Director James Comey, we thought this would put it in context for you. The president said, "I hope." The president did not say, "You do it." And even if he had said that, to be quite honest with you, the president had that authority. Well, the tweet storm began, and it's been nonstop ever since, including the one we read to you just a moment ago from the president on August 1st. Regarding obstruction of justice, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, has a little different take on the president's tweet. Listen to this.
The idea, first of all, this new reporting that the Mueller team is willing to reduce the number of questions. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense to a point. as a prosecutor, both federal and state attorney general, I can see some limits, but this investigation cannot close without all of the relevant questions about both the conspiracy to aid the Russians in attacking our democracy and also the obstruction of justice that is continuing in real time right before our eyes. You just laid out the word games that the White House is trying to play in walking back the president's very blatant and brazen threats to shut down this investigation, which itself is an act plausibly of obstruction of justice.
Unfortunately for the senator and the liberal media, he and they are dead wrong at calling such tweets and any other previous statements made by President Trump as obstruction of justice. By statute, folks, by statute, that is the only thing that matters. Federal law. By federal law, by statute, they are all absolutely wrong. So why do they continue? It's real simple. The midterm elections are just ahead. The Democrat Party, Democrats, have no platform, no agenda, nothing that they can use to attract their base and other voters that they've got to get on their side to turn out in force to vote the House back to Democrats and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Their only hope is to find something, anything, and find it in a hurry to discredit this president, even if it's not factual. Democrats cannot use the economy against this president. Democrats cannot use unemployment against this president. Democrats cannot use foreign policy against this president. Democrats cannot use lack of American confidence in his leadership against the president. There is nothing, absolutely nothing of substance they can point to, like any bad policy or negativity in the nation, to discredit President Trump or his policies while in office. Oh, and by the way, no collusion, no obstruction of justice. Therefore, they have only one thing left: blame, with no factual basis, no support of the law, but blame this president of obstruction of justice, or blame this president for Russian collusion, neither of which is substantive or applicable to President Trump, his administration, or his family members, or his staff. In summary, tomorrow we will look closely at real obstruction of justice playing out right under our noses as part of the Mueller probe. Oh, but also in the day-to-day operations of the Department of Justice and in the FBI. We will also look closely at obstruction by the Clintons and by James Comey and what is underway to call those guilty to task. Remember this: one of the age-old methods to deflect attention from wrongdoing is to loudly scream angrily at our foes, blaming our foes for exactly what we are guilty of ourselves. It's the real version, folks, of the first chicken to cackle is the one that actually laid the egg. Additionally, we're going to discuss strategy being planned, even already implemented in part, by the Democrat Party to craftily take the House of Representatives back from the GOP and even wrestle away a few Senate seats. It's going to be wild and woolly, but The Truth Part 2 comes your way tomorrow, and we just may have to make Part 2 turn into Part 3. There's a lot of meat on the bone that we haven't got to yet. Hey, that's going to do it for today. Thank you for joining us at the Truth News Network. We love being with you. We love sharing with you. We love you being in our family and letting us be part of yours. The Truth News Network. Let me hear from you, Dan at truthnewsnet.org. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, folks.
undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.